From hot mess to flaming success, stories, musings, and advice to help small businesses own their numbers. Today, MicroChili CEO and founder Sharon Crombie speaks with Frances Goh, an innovative consultant, brand strategist, customer champion, and the head of community at One Roof, an organization for wildly ambitious women and a few legendary men. Tune in every second Wednesday for a business podcast done differently.
Hello and welcome to From Hot Mess to Flaming Success, where we have got the powerhouse Fran with us today. So Fran is an innovative consultant, brand strategist and customer champion and is now head of community at One Roof. So Fran, there is no I in team. If you can just give us a little bit of information and a little bit of an introduction about you and your career to date, just so that our listeners know who you are, that would be amazing.
Hi Sharon, hi everyone listening. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. So yes, I'd love to share a little bit about my career to date. I've had a little bit of a portfolio career, and whenever I get asked this question, I always think back to the research that's been done where it's estimated that Australians will have an average of 13 jobs in their lifetime. I'm not sure if you've heard that.
No, that's incredible.
So I think I'm about halfway there. So anytime, you know, I've done a career shift or change or pivot or anytime someone else asks me if it's okay, I just think back to this and think, yes, of course, you know, we're not really following the generations before us where many of us stay in one job. So I'll go through the ones that I've had.
Yeah.
I actually started my career out in investment banking, which is what I thought I wanted to do. And I'm so grateful that internships exist because it just, it wasn't for me. And I moved pretty, I have so much respect for everyone in that industry for sure. I do think there needs to be more women there, but I'm not one of them.
But at least you knew that.
Yes, definitely, for sure. I think it's important to follow your gut or your passions. And I moved pretty swiftly into consulting, where I've spent the bulk of my career specializing in corporate innovation. So I've been really fortunate to work for some really fantastic companies and clients. And through that, I've also, while helping big and small companies with their innovation, I've also been able to work with startups, scale-ups, and have run accelerator programs. And then I decided to have a couple of kids. So that's where my personal entrepreneurial journey started. And I started my own business. And then I went off to create some life, had my daughter, Sophie. And then after my second child, Leonardo, One Roof was at that time looking for a digital community manager. And they were just at the start of their digital journey, which is when I came on board to help with the transformation and where I am now.
Oh, amazing, Fran. Honestly, so I kind of came into One Roof just because of, I was involved with a whole heap of other women that were already part of One Roof. And I just loved the community that you were building, the way that you involve entrepreneur women and the support and the collaboration and the growth that you provide is absolutely amazing. Now, how would you describe it, Fran, for our listeners who may not be familiar with what One Roof is in its entirety?
Sure. I'll tell the story of One Roof a little bit, and then I'll go into, I suppose, where it's evolved to now.
Right.
So the story of One Roof is that it was born as a bricks and mortar co-working space about 7 years ago and founded by the wonderful Cherie Rubenstein. And it was the leading co-working space for women in Australia. There were grand plans to open up a flagship site in 2020. But as we know, 2020 didn't quite work out the way most of us planned.
Yeah.
So when the pandemic arrived, One Roof essentially entered the COVID cocoon, underwent metamorphosis, and emerged a digital butterfly.
Wow.
So big pivot to fully digital. And now, to answer your question, One Roof is a digital membership for female leaders and entrepreneurs. We're soon going to be onboarding 1,000 members across Australia and overseas. So we've really quadrupled in the last 12 to 18 months, which is exciting.
Yes.
And we offer everything, as you know, from masterclasses to mastermind sessions. And we literally become or aim and strive to become an extension of your business and the businesses of our members. And we just obsess over your success. We understand the trials and tribulations of startup life, having been through our own challenges, whether that's raising capital, returning investor capital, you know, going through a massive business pivot ourselves. And so we're absolutely in the trenches with our members, and we literally lie awake at night trying to solve the problem of the gender gap in business and entrepreneurship. So
that's a bit about One Roof. And do you find, Fran, the fact that you've had to pivot and you've kind of now gone to the digital space instead of the bricks and mortar, I mean, for you guys, it must mean that you can kind of invite more people in because you're not constrained by just being in one particular area or one particular state. You can now offer this as a, you know, platform to the whole of Australia. And I don't know, are you going global or are you just Australia right now?
So you're totally right, Sharon. So we're no longer geographically restrained. So we've got members all across Australia now, across all states, and just organically overseas as well. So we've got members in about 9 different countries, just organically through word of mouth. And yes, the answer is yes to your question.
So good. That's just amazing. COVID has had its advantages, I think, for certain businesses. I mean, it's not been great for everybody, but, you know, let's take the positives where they are. So I think that, you know, you've touched upon briefly the support that One Roof offers small business owners. Now, I know that you mentioned before about masterclasses and that sort of thing. I mean, there's a whole heap of other stuff that you kind of offer to your members as well. Can you just talk us a little bit through that?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to. My favorite topic. So one of the things that we love to do is boost the visibility of our members and boost, you know, the visibility of their businesses. So whether that's through hosting them on IG Lives or sharing their business on our socials, or whether that's writing up articles about them and featuring them, we love to send more leads, more clients their way. We just want them to succeed and we love to celebrate with our members. We also help our members to find more clients, you know, business partnerships. We just want to increase, you know, the revenue and the impact of our businesses and our members. So I'm saying our businesses because, again, I feel like it's really important to us. So it's like, you know, your success is our success and your stresses are our stresses.
100%. Yeah, but we feel that, Fran.
Thanks, Sharon. That's everything, you know. That's my reason for being.
Yeah.
And I'm just so pleased I get paid to do it as well, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, in terms of the business support that we provide to the members, it's boosting visibility. It's essentially lots of complimentary PR, lots of connections. You know, we want to connect people so that they can collaborate with each other, you know, join forces. I think we're all better together.
Yeah.
And, you know, historically, women have been locked out of a lot of the male-dominated spaces and rooms, you know? I'm sure we'll talk more about this later, but this is a huge part of why we do what we do as well. Other things that we offer are ways to shortcut access to funding, whether that's through grants or connecting to industry experts, you know, providing support when it comes to crowdfunding as well or raising capital. And also, as you mentioned, we have weekly or fortnightly masterclasses that we offer, and topics range from personal to professional because, you know, being a business owner, it's very much intertwined with our personal lives and the growth between our personal and professional lives. It's very much, yes, linked and so important to focus on, have that balance between both. And then we have opportunities as well within the membership to pitch, test and validate ideas because women are often, you know, launching new products or services or want feedback on, you know, whether it's their website or their app. And so that's, you know, a real opportunity for them to get that feedback in a safe space. And also for members to learn from the journeys of other women as well. We also offer coaching calls every week just to troubleshoot the most frustrating, you know, business or career challenges, because it's not just, you know, business owners. There are a host of women within One Roof who are considering maybe a side hustle or considering moving into entrepreneurship. So we provide support through weekly coaching calls as well. We never want our members to feel alone. So we're always trying to be your backup business buddy in some way and make ourselves as available as possible. And then there are opportunities to mentor and give back to the women in the community. And we also have kept our connection to co-working spaces. So even though One Roof itself is no longer a physical co-working space, one of the benefits is that One Roof has partnerships with co-working spaces all across Australia. So whatever state you're in, there's going to be, you know, a co-working deal or offer or promotion you can take advantage of. And by the same token, if you're traveling interstate, you can visit, you know, a co-working space linked to One Roof where you could have a meeting or hold a presentation as well. So that's just sort of the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Honestly, there's just you're just so much more than a digital platform. There is just so much that you guys offer, you know, even for things like gratitude journaling and meditation, you offer all of those things as well. And for somebody like me that's never really kind of done this stuff, to have this opportunity of being guided through this, I think is massive as well. There's just so many things that you offer.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm so glad that you've been seeing that and taking advantage of it. Yeah. And that's totally right. You know, I've just scraped the surface of offers in terms of events. There's something on every single day, you know.
Absolutely.
On Mondays we've got the Power Up, which is a place of community and connection. It's a really clever way to leverage your time if you're looking to expand your network. On Tuesdays, as I mentioned, we have those Instagram lives where we're, you know, interviewing women at the top of their game, or on the rise. Wednesdays, as you mentioned, there's meditation. Thursdays, we normally have our masterclass. Fridays, we have guided journaling. And then outside of that, as I mentioned, you know, opportunities to pitch and present. There's also the coaching calls with Cherie and myself every week. You know, there's Coffee Roulette, which is that member matchmaking platform, which sends members on a bit of a blind date so that you can have that one-on-one connection. So it's a smorgasbord.
Oh, honestly, it's just so good. There's actually no time to do any work by the time we do everything. Oh, amazing, Fran. I just love what you guys are doing, honestly. So we've touched upon everything that you offer, but why do you think it's important for like-minded entrepreneurs to come together to share these ideas? What do you feel that they get out of that?
So much.
Yeah.
I think it's so important, not only for like-minded entrepreneurs, but also women on a similar mission or with similar values or on this journey of, you know, entrepreneurship, to come together to share the challenges, because the challenges that women face in particular are very nuanced. And when they come together, there are so many valuable learnings and experiences and knowledge that they can share with each other and that they can relate to as well. As I mentioned before, we know that historically women have been excluded from a lot of male-dominated rooms, a lot of spaces where decision-making happens. And sometimes entrepreneurship is a choice where we decide that that's what we want and we pull that towards us. But sometimes we're pushed out of something such as a career that's not flexible and pushed into entrepreneurship where we're able to have that flexibility. Yeah. And so it's important, firstly, I think, on a relatability and connection level, for like-minded entrepreneurs and especially women entrepreneurs to come together to share those challenges, but then also celebrate our wins and have, you know, our brains trust that we can call on when we need someone to chat with or troubleshoot an issue that we might be encountering. And as I mentioned, at Wonder, if we do this in a number of ways. So every Monday at the Power Up, we come together to share those challenges that we might be facing and also hold each other accountable to the goals that we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And then celebrating wins. You know, at the end of every Power Up, we invite people to share their wins and celebrate, because being an entrepreneur can be quite isolating.
Yeah.
Being an entrepreneur can mean you're running the business on your own. You know, you're wearing all the hats. And then on top of that is the natural mental load that women have in juggling various plates, which are very full, juggling all the balls. So I think that it's so important to have these spaces and safe spaces for women going through their entrepreneurship journey to come together. It can be inspirational for some people as well when they are, you know, going through a challenge and seeing how other women before them have been able to overcome those challenges. And I think it's just a lot of magic, you know, and special moments happen in that to bolster women up and elevate each other. And of course, the other thing that's really fantastic when like-minded entrepreneurs come together is collaborations. And I think that's such a fantastic thing that comes out of One Roof. Left, right, and center, you know, we're seeing people running workshops together, building different kinds of collaboration, you know, partnerships together, you know, being featured on each other's podcasts, just like we're doing
for
now.
For sure.
People writing books together. So I think, you know, that community, that connection, that elevation and that spirit of collaboration over competition
100%.
Is something I think worth fostering. And that's why it's so important that we actively do our best to bring like-minded entrepreneurs together.
Definitely. And I think what you've said is important as well. And I think particularly for women entrepreneurs, because let's face it, we all focus on our flaws rather than our amazing expertise and experience. And I think a lot of women are thrown into entrepreneurship because of the stance that in corporate we're told that we can't have it all. Once you kind of have kids, you need that flexibility, but why should we sacrifice, you know, propelling our career? And so entrepreneurship, I think, is a way for us to enable us to do that. But the problem as well is that for new start entrepreneurs, they get to a certain position and they don't think that anybody else has already been through what they're going through already. So it goes back to what you said, that it's very isolated, it's very lonely. You think you're the only person that everything's going wrong for, because especially then you start comparing yourself to somebody that's 10 years down the line that looks like they've got it all. They don't understand that they've already gone through what they're going through currently right now. So, you know, like you said, to bring together these women that are at different stages of their journey, I think is incredible and very inclusive. So yeah, definitely. So hats off to you guys. You're amazing.
Thank you, Sharon. And we are deliberately very open with our journey, you know, the ups and the downs, because I think it's very easy on the outside and on social media to say, oh my gosh, OneRoof is, I mean, we are growing rapidly, but they've done it so well and so smoothly, but absolutely not. We're constantly learning. We're constantly iterating new products and services that we put out. We've tested them, you know, and learned and from that always striving to improve. And we share that journey. We share that story because we don't want to ever pretend to be shiny. And, you know, it's very important to us that we are authentic in our communications and what we're going through as well, because everyone's going through something always.
100%. But then you become more relatable and people, you know, they buy into that story way better than somebody that's, oh, look at me, I'm so amazing. You know, we decided yesterday we were going to launch our business and, you know, by next month we've got this $1 million business, and people just don't buy into that because you're just so far removed from their own journey. Whereas by sharing your story, people are like, oh, okay, so it's not just me. So I want to be part of that. So, you know, I absolutely.
And going back to what you said about the pressure that women put on themselves, you've got on the one hand people who don't buy into that and know it's not real, and on the other hand, you've got people who think that that is the standard.
Yeah,
and we don't ever want to, you know, communicate in a way that sets, you know, women up to fail. We just want them to actually know as much of the truth as possible, so that they go in with eyes wide open and that we're there along the way to support them when they see the speed bumps on the road ahead.
Absolutely. And there will be many. There will be many speed bumps.
It's a bumpy ride.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, that's funny. One thing that I found is that small business owners often struggle to invest in themselves. And this goes back to what we've just talked about, I think. So what kind of fees can they expect when joining OneRoof?
So we aim for purpose over profit. And accessibility is really important to us, knowing that while there are some fantastic members who are success stories, there are also a lot of members just starting out on their journey. And so we offer very affordable pricing, even though it says $47 per month.
Yeah.
We are always looking for ways to offer discounts on that. And the annual membership is 20% off of that. Wow. And Sharon, I'd love to also invite any of your listeners here to join OneRoof. And after this, I'd love to give you, you know, a special code for anyone listening here to join OneRoof to get a further discount on top of that annual discount that we already give.
Oh, wow, Fran. That is so generous.
So, yes, very, very affordable. And I think that we are often told that we are underpricing ourselves, but we just want to share with as many women as possible because, you know, of all the statistics out there where the odds immediately are stacked against women and they need more support than others across all the various facets of entrepreneurship. So
I love that. And it's interesting what you just said about underpricing yourself. And I totally agree, for the value that you guys bring, you could 100% charge a lot more for sure. Mm-hmm. But then I totally agree with what you're saying as well. In order to be inclusive, and especially for new start entrepreneurs who are the ones that really need that support more than anybody, I guess for them, it's a very affordable, whether it's a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. You know, I just think that you're catering for everybody here. It's just so, so good. So, Fran, what are some examples of some recent or upcoming initiatives that you are currently running?
So one of the things that we've recently launched is Inner Circle. So these are curated member match made groups where the small groups of women act as an advisory board for each other. So we're constantly listening to our members and what they want. And we've had a lot of feedback that the Power Up, which are these 1 hour sessions we hold every Monday, essentially, you know, group networking and group connection opportunities, are fantastic because you meet, you know, 4 to 5 different women really intimately every week. But then we've also had feedback that there are some women who want to connect with the same people over time. And this is a beautiful example of where we've also tested and iterated. So last year, we launched something called the Many Minds Club, where we matched women and, you know, had curated groups, and we had a lot of learnings out of that. Okay. And then from those learnings, we iterated again to launch Inner Circle, which we have gotten just fantastic feedback from. So it's a 7-month program, and the small groups meet every month where we have a guest speaker and we work on troubleshooting our biggest challenges, and we learn from each other as well. So it's a really fantastic mastermind type of session. So that's Inner Circle. We're so thrilled that we've finally been able to launch it. Yeah. Bringing it together was a labor of love. And Cherie and I put a lot of time into curating the groups, making sure people with, you know, other people that they can learn from as well.
Yeah, I've joined the Inner Circle for any listeners that are listening. And I joined it for exactly the reasons that Fran just mentioned, for Microchili going on a growth trajectory this year, to have that community of entrepreneurs that have kind of are a little bit further ahead of me, that I can learn from, that I can grow from, get out of my comfort zone from, is massive. It's a massive, massive thing. So I personally am so excited for this.
Incredible. Yay, Sharon. The other thing that I'm really excited about coming up this month, now that we're in May, is the Unspoken Conference.
Yeah.
So we launched the Unspoken Conference last year, and we're holding it for the second time this year, starting from the 16th of May. And it's a week of incredible conversations. We're going to be having 5 panel events across 5 consecutive days, 17 amazing powerhouse women who are going to be featured across the week. And the whole point of the Unspoken Conference is it's actually called Unspoken because we're going to be talking about all things taboo related to women and business. So some of the topics are, for example, how to even build a taboo business and the challenges that come with that. That's the first panel on Monday, for example, where we'll be hearing from women who've had very, you know, big success in their career, but also the challenges that they've had, for example, in creating a women-led cannabinoid dispensary, or being, you know, a sex educator in a very conservative country, or going from corporate to a very alternate spirituality career path and what that looks like. Those are some of the examples.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be really fantastic. And, you know, also speaking about the challenges that women face, you know, in motherhood, whether you want to be a mother or you don't want to be a mother, and the taboo and stigma around that, or if you've had, challenges in becoming a mother even, and the fact that women don't talk about that. There'll be conversations around being an entrepreneur and, you know, managing chronic disease or illness in the background. We'll be talking about discrimination, you know, cultural prejudice. I'm sure we'll cover the role that men play as well in supporting women's success, because it's important to acknowledge they have a role to play as well, and just what it means to be a really a feminine but strong leader. Those are some of the exciting topics.
Wow, that's just amazing. I can't wait to listen to that. Honestly, it's just going to be so, so good. So are there any other resources, Fran, out there that you would recommend small business owners look to, you know, in addition to what you guys provide?
I think some of the things I haven't mentioned in terms of resources, firstly within One Roof, are the expert panel that all members get access to. So you get complimentary consultations with a whole host of industry experts, as well as the community directory where you can actively reach out to others in the community. And I think that's just a fantastic way to support other women-led businesses as well for a service that you might already be looking for.
Definitely. Oh, that's so good. And what we'll do, Fran, is when we put this podcast up, we'll put all the links for all of this so that all of our listeners can get access to this easily as well, and they can you know, find what they're looking for. So awesome. What would be the best way for anyone to get in contact with you? Is it, because I know that you're heavily on Instagram and LinkedIn. Are they, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
The best way is through going to the website, and there is our email there, which is hello@wearoneroof.com. Just directly email us, say hi. let's catch up, or would love to hear more, or would love to join. But you can always, you know, slide into our DMs on Instagram. We're very active there. I think those are the two best ways.
Oh, that's brilliant, Fran. It's honestly, thank you so much for all the information that you've given us today. There is just so much content here for our listeners to get involved with. So thank you again. We have absolutely loved having you on our podcast. We are super appreciative of it. And yeah, as soon as this is out, we'll give our listeners all of the links, etc. And thank you again.
My pleasure. It's been such a joy to have this conversation with you, Sharon.
Oh, thank you, Fran.
Does tax time stress you out a little, small business owner? Firstly, know that it's okay and you're not alone in feeling the overwhelm. Secondly, fear not. With the end of financial year fast approaching, Sharon will be speaking with Zelda Ivers, CEO of Zybus & Co., about how to get the most out of tax time this year. The From Hot Mess to Flame in Success podcast features entrepreneurs who have successfully scaled, marketing experts who'll help you grow, and small business owners just like you who talk candidly about their journeys, learnings, and struggles.